Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is David Griggs, and he is about to commence or has commenced his residency at the La Trobe Institute in Bendigo, and we are going to talk about cowboy country. Good day, David.
Hello, good morning.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah.
I know you're shuttling between Melbourne and Bendigo at the moment. And yes. Your cowboy country is set to show in Bendigo at the La Trobe Art Institute.
Yeah.
And it, if I'm not mistaken, it was shot in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of, can we say, a culmination of your 9-year stay?
Yeah, it's called Cowboy Country, and I just wanted to, write and direct a film that was weirdly based on some of my own experiences living in Philippines for 10 years, and then also just parody some of the local comedy, sort of dark comedy of cultures. It's like a dark comedy drama that's like a moving painting with some dialogue.
When you were, when we were talking about the plot of the film, it came to me, or I got this impression that the Philippines has rubbed in on you, as they say.
Yeah. Oh, no, completely. I think a few years ago, there was an exhibition that Asia Link curated with different artists that had spent time in the Philippines, and the title of that show that was touring around Asia was called Under My Skin, and I think that was sort of the perfect title for something, because Philippines just got under my skin. The art scene is just fantastic, the independent film scene is just so progressive, and everything but the creative industries there were just mind-blowing and exciting.
And you shot this film in Bicol, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Why Bicol?
Because one of the main actors, Dante Perez, the late Dante Perez now, but he was helping me in the pre-production, and I needed a location that had jungle and beach, and he found this location that was just sort of perfect, because we could shoot sort of oceanside, so to speak, and then literally head 20 minutes into the jungle and you were in a really dense environment. So it looked like two different locations, but it was very easy to move around, so it was the perfect spot to shoot.
And Cowboy Country, when we were discussing the plot, I got the impression that, could this be you as well? Like, coming in from Australia, living in the Philippines, and because the main character was coming in from America, returning to the Philippines.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because when I was writing it and then, when we shot the film, I'm just thinking of it as this concept. But then when we started editing it, people I was working with on the edit just kept going, this is just like you, this is like you're that character. So I think subconsciously it's just my experience just came out in the main character without even sort of thinking about it. So it's a good sort of observation.
So what is it about the Philippines that you've stayed there for nearly 10 years?
Just the art scene, the collaborativeness, everyone's helping everyone, everyone's really pushing their, creative practices. Because, I come from a painting background. Originally, it was I just wanted to, I kept being there as a visitor, and then the next thing I was just living there because I was just so engaged in what was happening in painting at the time. And then, of course, as the years went on into the film stuff got into that. And, it was just kept me there. It was just very exciting.
So the creative-wise, it was good for you. Would you be able to say as well that in terms of support, money-wise, it could be good as well? Or was it a bit difficult?
I have galleries that represent my work in Australia. Rods and Oxley Nine Gallery, Station Gallery in Melbourne, Greenaway. So I think between you know, doing my shows overseas and in Australia, and I was just it was just enough to sort of, you know, continue my practice and have my studio there. But, you know, Philippines doesn't have much funding for Filipino artists, let alone foreign artists. So, yeah, everyone just sort of tries to do the best they can with what they've got.
And what is it about the Filipinos that, you know, made you stay longer as well?
Oh, just the constant encouragement, you know. I think when I'd been there a year or so, some of the friends I'd made kept saying, "Oh, you're still here. That's great." Because most people come in and then they, you know, they might, especially artists, they might do a residency and then they leave and never come back. And so when I started staying there, everyone was like, "Oh, wow, like this is someone that's actually here." And yeah, it just made it really easy and everyone, you know, because it's very, sometimes some of the locations I was shooting or doing projects, it's hard to move around or engage with different communities. So a lot of my artist friends would set up certain meetings or get me access to certain locations that really made it a lot easier for me. So yeah, it was great.
Would you say that it is a good place to, it's a good place for a creative space because of the support from the people creative wise?
Yeah, from the arts community, it's really supportive. And just little things, you know, even some of the video works or film works I did around the city, it was just so easy. You go out with your camera and you know, your little crew, and you do your film. And I think that sort of, like that sort of thing to do here in Australia, you'd need 20 permits and you'd need council approval and you'd need 100 things to even go out with the camera. But I think on one hand, the looseness there can work against sort of the culture, but creatively you can pretty much just go and do your work and no one's going to bother you. So that's pretty cool.
And I suppose because they fed you well as well.
Fed me. Sinigang, gang, you know, dodo. Yeah,
you, like in the Philippines, you don't need permits, but you can't work on a hungry stomach.
No, you can't. But that's one thing that's really, really nice with, say, the art gallery scene there, is everything's about food. So you go to openings and there's a banquet of food at every gallery. Whereas, you know, in Australia, they just give you the white wine and the plastic
cups.
So, you not only go to see an art exhibition, you'd be like, "Oh, I can have dinner there as well."
Who would you say is the most unforgettable artists that you've worked with in the Philippines?
In the Philippines, there's so many. I mean, well, the artists I've worked with and just like really, really admire would probably be Jason Oliveira. He's a great painter. Manuel Ocampo, Hal Martinez, Giona Zaleta. There's a lot of just fantastic artists.
So you're in Melbourne for the
I'm in Melbourne and Bendigo for the week to promote the film and do a little bit of teaching and a lecture
at the La Trobe Institute in Bendigo.
Yes.
And so Cowboy Country, it will be showing at the La Trobe in Bendigo, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And are you planning on going back to the Philippines anytime soon?
Yes, I'll be going back to Sydney after this because I set up a new studio in Sydney. And then some point next year, I'm going to visit some friends from the Ithagal and, check out some sort of traditional tattooing stuff. And, even if my body's in Australia, my heart's still there.
Perfect. That's what we want to hear. Once you meet the Filipinos, you never forget them, do you?
Exactly.
All right. Thank you very much, David Griggs.
Okay. Thank you so much.
E-like, e-share, mag comment. Sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.